All right, so today we are finishing up Siv Beis in Siman Tzadi Beis. We're also going to do Siv Gimel in Hilchos Tefillah. We're going to continue our topic of what to do when you need to relieve yourself while you're davening, and then we're going to finish up with removing bodily impediments before davening. So yesterday we learned that according to the Shulchan Aruch in Tzadi Beis Beis, if you're in the middle of Tefillah and you feel the need to relieve yourself, so then you should finish first, and then relieve yourself afterwards. He says, Yamin atzmo atri yigmor v'lo yafsik. The Ramah then adds a qualification. So today is where we begin. Says the Ramah, V'davka she'inu mis'ave kol kach de'isbe mishum bal tishaketsu. So this is true, that you should finish up your tefillah only if your need for relief is not so strong that bal tishaketsu would apply. Avo b'lav hachi yoser tov lahafsik. However, if bal tishaketsu would apply, if you're in a situation where it would be a disgrace to daven, so then it would be better to be mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei, take care of what you need to do, and then return to Shmona Esrei. So when exactly is it that Baal Tishaketsu applies? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yud, she'enu mis'ave, rotza lomar she'enu nidchok lehutzoas hanikavim, ela behisorus be'alma. Mishnah Berurah here distinguishes between two situations in which you have a need for relief. One of them is when it's really very pressing. That's when Baal Tishaketsu applies. You're nidchok lehotzoas hanikavim. However, if you feel a need for relief, but it's not extremely pressing, that would be a case where Baal Tishaketsu does not apply. And the Shulchan Aruch is saying that because you, before the tefillah, you checked yourself and you didn't need to go at that time, and it only happened in the middle of the tefillah, so it's better to finish off and then go to the bathroom after you finish the Shmona Esrei. However, if it's very, very pressing, such that Baal Tishaketsu would apply, so then says the Ramah that it would actually be better to be mafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei when you're in that situation. That is the way that the Ramah resolves a tension between the Rashba and the Trumas HaDeshen, because the Rashba seems to be makel to continue davening, Trumas HaDeshen is machmir not to continue davening. The Ramah draws a line, he makes a compromise, he says, if Baal Tishaketsu applies, so then be passing like the Trumas HaDeshen that you should stop. However, if Baal Tishaketsu is not applying, meaning it's not extremely pressing, so then we would pass in like the Rashba and continue davening. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yud Aleph. Avo b'lav hachi, rotza lomar, afshe yuchal lahamid asmo atri yigmor, mikol makom yoser tov sheyafsik, bein l'gdolim uvein l'ktanim, mishum iser Baal Tishaketsu. V'koy aresha, gam atfila. Says the Mishnah Berurah that once you're in a situation where it's extremely pressing to go to the bathroom, such that Baal Tishaketsu would apply, even if you calculate that you would be able to finish tefillah before going, nonetheless, it would be better to stop. That's the Mishnah Berurah so far. We're going to see an opinion that disagrees. So let's see that. V'ayin b'magin Avram sh'marich b'din zeh u'masik. So the Magen Avram concludes, the Betzibor af trumas hadesh en modele harashba de'ein lahafsik de'emtza hatfilam b'nei kovod abrios. Number one, that if you're in the middle of shul, you're in a tzibor, so then you wouldn't stop in the middle, because Kovod Abrios would override stopping. Va'afilu biyachid, yesh lismoch gamkein aharashba de lo yafsik. Even biyachidu, says the Magen Avram, that we can rely on the Rashba not to stop in the middle. V'chein kosav b'chayi adam de asur lahafsik. The Chayi Adam says not only can we rely on the Rashba, but it would actually be asur lahafsik. Uvederech ha'chayim kosav de yashba mishum baal tishaketsu yachol lahafsik. So if you would like to stop, then you have the right. But the clear implication from the Derech HaChaim is that there's no obligation to stop. So again, the Mishnah Berurah presented, meaning the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Ramah was that it's Yoser Tov Lahafsik. However, we saw from many of the poskim that number one, Bitzibur, you wouldn't be Mafsik because of Kavod Abrios. And even Biyachidos, there are those who say not to be Mafsik, and there are those who say that it's up to you whether you want to be Mafsik or not. Chaim Kanievsky points out that if you really need to be mafsik in the middle, you could even pass within dalet amos of another person davening around you, because the situation of Baal Tishaketsu would override that problem of passing within the dalet amos of somebody else. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'al kol panim, gam ledidei ein olav chiyuv lahafsik, as we just said, according to the Derech HaChaim, even when Baal Teshachetzu applies, you don't have an obligation to stop. Kevan shiyachol atzor atzmo ad sheyegmor hatfila, because you're able to hold it in until you finish. So now, what do you do if you really can't? If you cannot withhold, and you need to stop in the middle? So what do you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'mi'yafshar lo lamod ad sheyegmor shmona esrei, muter lo latzeis v'lipanos be'emtza, rakshar lo yafsik b'dibor. This would be one of those cases where you would be able to uproot your standing. You can go to the bathroom. However, you should be careful not to be mafsik with any speech. And then you come back to where you were davening before. U'mashma mizeh da'achar kach, lo yitztarich lachzor derosh. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. You can continue from where you left off. Kimen shakodem atfila lo hayitzarich lenekava. Because again, in this case, you were allowed to begin davening because you didn't have this feeling at the beginning. V'husha lo yishe al yedei hayitzia kedei legmar kol atfila. Again, the same refrain we've seen so many times, that if you paused for the duration or the amount of time that it would take you to say all of Shmona Esrei, then you would have to go back to the beginning. Now, how exactly do we calculate that amount of time? So the Bir Halacha has a tzarichin. Maybe you shouldn't have to count the time that you walk back from the bathroom to your seat. Because after all, once you finish in the bathroom, fundamentally you're able to daven. The only reason why you have to walk back to your seat is because the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Gimel Beis spells out that it's better to start and finish in the same place. We've referenced that in the past. So maybe that time that it takes to walk back from the bathroom to your seat shouldn't enter the calculation. That's the Bir Halacha's point. Okay. Back into the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. Finishing up here. V'imrata laharchik ulahatel mayim oseh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'imrata akriya shma dele'el minei koi, to tali b'ritzono. Here the Shulchan Aruch is modifying what he said about kriya shma. That if you were in the middle of kriya shma, then, or it's brachos, and you felt the need to go, so then you would be able to continue. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said. However, he adds here that if you would like to go to the bathroom, so then you can do that as well. It's all talui, it's all dependent on what you would like to do. Deilu b'tfila ein rashai lazos mimekomo ad sheyegmor. Because in the case of tfila, again, if Baal Teshachetzu is not applicable, right, you're not in a case of Baal Teshachetzu, so then you would actually not be allowed to move. Because in tfila, you have to stand where you are. It's only when Baal Teshachetzu applies that, I mean, according to some achronim, according to the Chaya Adam, it seems, not even Baal Teshachetzu, but only when you mamish cannot hold it in, that you would be allowed to uproot your standing. However, when it comes to Kriya Shema, so we have much more flexibility. So there the Shulchan Aruch says that if you would like to go first, so then you could do that. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalid, in Sif Gimel, Tzarech kodem tfila, lahasir kicho, v'ni'o, v'chol davar hatordo. One should rid himself prior to tefillah of any phlegm and mucus or other bothersome substances prior to davening. This comes from the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefillah. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't comment here. So again, it's best to try to get yourself into a state where you're going to feel comfortable davening. Tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem, we will go from Siv Dalet through Siv Zayin, and we will be discussing the halachos of rechitza, of washing one's hands prior to davening. Have a great day, everybody.